Are your school days out of sight? When you took English, art, and math, what's your favorite Fahrenheit? How sour are the grapes of wrath? Do you need a challenger or disgusting Salinger? Do you love the written word? What happened to the mockingbird? Our show is just beginning, so find a place to sit. These questions will be on the test. It's time for Sophomore Lit.
Okay, we're going to just do this thing, I guess. Wait, why is this not... Safari cannot load the page.
You're going to have to go off my version.
No, I got it, dude. Okay, hi. Everyone here?
No.
No, okay. Hi, welcome back to Sophomore Lit. We read the books of your childhood or something like that. I'm John McCoy, and with me, as has been the case for the last two Thanksgivings, are my brothers, Dan.
Hello.
And Rob.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, actually, Rob wasn't here the first time.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, but we're all here now,
it's close
and
enough.
We're here discussing a Thanksgiving topic this time, because I'm sure you're all sitting around overfed and avoiding your families by listening to podcasts on Thanksgiving. Very, very antisocial of you, I would say. But this time we are doing the New England's Boys song about Thanksgiving Day by Lydia Mariah Child, but I'm sure everyone out there knows it better as Over the River and Through the Woods.
The New England Boys song about Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, that's the title of the
I was not aware of that.
You were not aware of the fact that this was... Yeah, well, anyway,
I did some homework. Even
you did. I'll believe it when I see it. But in any case, we are discussing this work by Lydia Mariah Child. Most of us who grew up singing this song, you probably learned maybe two verses, or at most four verses. There are actually 14 verses to this poem in its original form, and that was shocking to me, because when I was a kid, I got this Scholastic version of the book, of the song, and I made it a point of great pride that I learned all four verses, because I thought that made me special in some way, I guess. I was the annoying kid who always had to sing through all of the 12 Days of Christmas, or whenever we started 100 Bottles of Beer on the Wall, I'd have to read it through the entire way. What are you guys' memories of Over the River and Through the Woods?
Remember Dad singing it in the car, doing the typical wrong way of grandmother's house. We go through and over the river and through the woods instead of through the wood.
I never thought of it. I mean... I never thought of it at all, first of all, but I also never thought of it as particularly a Thanksgiving song. I think Christmas has kind of taken it over, as it does many things. The only Thanksgiving song I would remember would be We Gather Together, the hymn.
Well, yeah, this is a good point, is Thanksgiving doesn't have a lot of songs. Unless you grew up, you know, in like a American Protestant church, you probably knew, then you would know We Gather Together, and maybe Come Ye Thankful People Come. Now, the funny thing is, I was looking up a little bit about Thanksgiving songs, and did you know that We Gather Together was originally a Dutch song that was written to give thanks for defeating the Spanish?
I didn't know that. Rob,
everyone knows that. No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were nodding, and I was amazed.
It sounds very Dutch.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's not a lot of Thanksgiving songs, so this is kind of your one go-to song. It's the one that's the only one that's kind of, what would you say, secular. You know, you can sing this regardless of your belief or disbelief in a deity. Everybody loves traveling through the woods to go visit their grandparents.
Now, very appropriate for a Unitarian poet.
Right. Right. No, no. Now, Lydia Mariah Child is an interesting woman. She was an abolitionist. She was an early feminist. She lived here in Massachusetts. And the other thing to know is that the titular well, not titular, because but the grandfather's house that is discussed in here actually exists. If you go to, what is it, Weston, Massachusetts?
I don't know, but I was surprised how Greek Revival it looked. It did not look like the grandfather's house in my memory.
No, it's a big old mansion, but it wasn't a big old mansion when she was a child. It was like they added that Greek portico to it afterwards. So, you know, go look it up, everybody. Google it, grandfather's house, and you'll be shocked at how opulent this is and how bourgeois this song suddenly becomes. Now, as Rob pointed out, kind of jumping the gun here, Rob.
Sorry.
This was originally to grandfather's house we go. And I think it's interesting that also the original title, gives our protagonist as the New England boy. So we have a male protagonist and we have a male antagonist.
Grandfather's an antagonist?
Yes.
Grandfather really doesn't show up at all. Grandmother makes a pie for every child, but here, yeah, grandfather gets the credit.
Yes. So anyway, it's, you know, sobering to think that even a proto-feminist writer like Child had to give male characters to her poem to make it commercial, I guess. Now, this song was originally just a poem. The music, Wikipedia mysteriously says, was added later by an unknown individual.
Ominous.
He came in the night and he added music to this song. So, as I mentioned, it's a lot longer than you think you probably are thinking. So we'll go through this a couple of stanzas at a time. And we'll discuss it. So
there's a lot of padding.
A lot of padding. So it begins, over the river and through the wood, to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, to grandfather's house away! ! We would not stop for a doll or top, for 'tis Thanksgiving Day.
Now, where along the route would there be a doll or a top?
Well, I mean, obviously what she's talking about here is what would it take for you to give up your trip to grandfather's house?
Okay.
And sort of like, you know, maybe they wouldn't stop for a doll or a top. I mean, I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. But I ask this of you. You know, our grandparents, unfortunately, are all dead. But if you could go back in time to, say, 1985 or so, and we were getting in the car on our way to Indianapolis, how much money would it take to get you guys to turn the car around?
I mean, I remember them being long and boring trips, so I don't think it would take that much.
And we sang the song all the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dad did.
I think that the reason I'd never thought of this as a Thanksgiving song is because I don't associate the weather of Thanksgiving to be so snowy that one could take a sleigh anywhere. I mean, I suppose that is a statement about how much global warming had affected the world even by the time that I was young.
Well, Wikipedia claimed that there was a mini ice age in New England at the time.
Yeah, okay. Wikipedia says a lot of things, right?
Well, it's in print. You gotta believe it.
E-print. Okay, so we go going on. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Over the river and through the wood, with a clear blue winter sky, the dogs do bark and children hark as we go jingling by.
So this how the wind does blow stanza is one of the ones that seems to have survived.
Yeah, yeah. Stinging toes and biting nose. I mean... It sounds a little harsh.
But, I mean, yeah, the dogs are mad at us. The children are very excited to see us. It's a mixed bag.
I mean, I think the speaker has an elevated opinion of himself.
Hmm.
That he thinks all these kids really care what he's doing. Rob, you have anything to add?
No, nothing.
Okay. This is one of those padding sections that you're talking about. Over the river and through the wood, to have a first-rate play, Hear the bells ring, ting-a-ling-ding. Hurrah for Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, another Amdesh, no matter for winds that blow, or if we get the sleigh upset into a bank of snow.
That seems dramatic. But they're going to keep their high spirits and not care, even if they... if their sleigh goes topsy-turvy.
Yeah, I it seems like every like story I read from like the 19th century that involves a sleigh has someone dying from the sleigh turning over. That doesn't seem like a laugh-it-off sort of matter.
Saying that they're going to pull an Ethan Frome.
And then they're going to just be a couple of bitter old people living in Ethan Frome's house with a... Yeah, no, it's going to be a very sad ending for this otherwise festive poem.
Now, Rob, hear the bells ring, ting-a-ling ding. Is that some of the padding you were talking about?
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm sure that Childs is referring to Poe's the bells, the tintinabulation of the bells. So, okay, going on. Over the river and through the woods to see little John and Anne. We will kiss them all and play snowball, with a hyphen, snow hyphen ball, and stay as long as we can. Over the river and through the wood, trot fast, my dapple gray, spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for 'tis Thanksgiving Day.
So we've got some characters here, John and Anne. That I feel like that is the first place where the poem sort of eschews universality and it gets very specific about who we're going to see.
I assume they're cousins, but I don't know. It's not in the text.
Well, they're going to kiss them all, whoever it is. I think that they should ask permission first.
Probably.
The speaker speaking to the horse says, spring over the ground like a hunting hound. Hmm. Now, wouldn't a horse be faster than a hound?
I would assume, especially in heavy snow.
I don't know why they're... It's sort of like, you know, saying that Cheeto was as fast as a rabbit.
I can't imagine you can use a sleigh more than 1 month a year, even in an ice age. It just does not seem efficient.
Well, not if you don't care about it wrecking. You can do it whenever you want.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, how widespread was sleigh travel back then?
And why... It has it stuck in the imagination and in, I mean,
yeah.
Courier knives. Okay. We've solved that one. Mm-hmm. Over the river and through the wood and straight through the barnyard gate. We seem to go extremely slow. It is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, old Jowler hears our bells. He shakes his pow with a loud bow wow. And thus the news he tells.
Now, Robert, I get the feeling you have strong feelings about this.
Yes, what the hell? What the hell is a pow? I mean, is that really a synonym for pow or an alternate spelling? Or is she just stretching for a rhyme here?
I looked it up. It's archaic for head.
Mm. Pow is head. Okay.
It sort of makes sense. But jowler, I mean... That's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's another specific detail. We've got John and Anne and Old Jowler are the names of the characters there.
I wonder how old Jowler is. Is this his last Thanksgiving?
No.
Sad.
Sad. Over the river and through the wood, when grandmother sees us come, she will say, oh dear, the children are here. Bring a pie for every one. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun, is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie.
Hurrah.
Now, who was it who pointed out, it seems a little excessive to make a pie for every child. Maybe this is an aspirational poem.
Maybe they're little tiny meat pies.
Yeah. I mean, grandmother seems to be plying them with pies. Like, she's certainly got enough pies. And then the people in the sleigh they seem very rude. Their only concern is if the pudding is done.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, I'm totally lost because Wikipedia's verse sequence is totally different. And I don't know.
Well, I am going by the Poetry Foundation's.
Well.
The Poetry Foundation tends to.
I will defer to the Poetry Foundation, even though I never heard of it before, but it sounds very official.
Yeah. The New England Boys song about Thanksgiving Day. I still can't get over that.
And
every New England boy was required to sing this song about Thanksgiving Day.
And New England has a hyphen in it. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Now, Grandfather's House here is in Medford, by the way, and it is. If you go there today, you can go see it, and there is. You can take a tour of it. if anyone wants to. I mean, of all the things you can do and see in historic Massachusetts Bay, I would put that down somewhere a little bit below the old manse and Plymouth Rock. Yes. Oh, by the way, my lovely wife Marina has joined us down here.
Hello.
Hi. What are your opinions about Over the River and Through the Woods?
So I was just rereading the poem in order to join the podcast.
Oh.
And I found that. I think it reminds me, the thing that's interesting is I can't read that poem without thinking about the Laura Ingalls Wilder stories about going this way with Almanzo. So it's completely superimposed onto a whole narrative of...
Yeah, they went in sleighs everywhere there, right? That was like a big, big part of all those books, sleigh rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alonzo would take her out on a date and the sleigh, and their fun on the sleigh was, we're going on a sleigh. And then the other thing is, like, Little House in the Big Woods also includes a segment in which the children and parents go to visit the grandparents through the woods for a holiday. And so it seems like this was a trope of... you know, literature about traveling through relative frontier territory to see parents, grandparents.
But as we were mentioning here, this took place in a kind of a well-to-do Massachusetts family. So in a way, a lot of those I had that same vision of it being a very bucolic, very sort of earthy time, but this is kind of like they were just going through like the streets of town, I guess.
Which towns?
Well,
doesn't say the starting point. We know Medford was the end spot.
Well, Medford's still kind of out of the way a little bit, right?
Yeah. So. There is a wood.
There is a wood. Now, this poem was also sung at the end of the Peanuts Thanksgiving.
Was it?
Yeah, remember they had the stupid non-joke about Charlie Brown suddenly gets the ashen look on his face, and they say, "What's wrong, Charlie Brown?" He goes, "She doesn't. Grandmother lives in a condominium."
Oh,
that is unfortunate.
I like that joke. I mean, all I remember about that special is them eating popcorn and toast, and
jelly beans,
and Snoopy catching the toast,
and Snoop, and there being a interminable scene where Snoopy is putting up the chairs and the table, and it goes on and on. Well, there's a blues song about Woodstock being sung in the background.
I think we should watch that after we finish the podcast.
Well, I want to know why the parents aren't there for Thanksgiving. Like, what happened? Like, why do they have to make toast and popcorn for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. There was like all these phone calls that they would get and say something like, the parents said, like, oh, we can't be there for some reason or other.
And that way, Over the River and Through the Woods is like a fantastic, you know, fantasy of like the abandoned children.
I assume a parent was driving the station wagon, but I don't know that. Other than that, there was no adults.
It was a trombone.
Wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah. Well, we've solved one poem, only to be left with another mystery of the deeper mystery of Peanuts. And isn't that what Thanksgiving is about? Now, dear listener, I suggest you put down your headphones and go and talk to your family. They cooked so hard for you.
Probably more than popcorn and toast.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.